I want to, I say my message that the Lord has given shall be timely. And I believe it's going to be very enlightening, continually enlightening you in the things of God. You know, Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthian people, which is to us, because all these letters is recorded for our benefit. In 1 Corinthians 12:1 said, "Brethren, I would not have you what? Ignorant. The things of the Spirit are real, and they can become real to you, more real, that you can walk in them every day. Don't allow religion and tradition of men and what you've known in the past to cheat you, because the Spirit of God is alive on the inside of you, and He will talk to you, He'll reveal to you. He'll help you. He's your helper. He's your teacher. He's the revealer of truth. He'll make known to you all the things that your heart need to know." So we are talking about revelation of the kingdom. Amen. And I want to pick up where we left off the last time. And if y'all can put up our text again, and I just want to refer to that, and we want to move on. Don't ever let the enemy, but y'all listen to me. Luke 8:16, Passion. Make sure you go ahead and put that up. Don't ever let the enemy cheat you by saying, "I don't understand the Bible." The Bible is not deep. Jesus taught simple talk. Give the devil no place. You tell yourself, "I understand, Holy Spirit, you're on the inside of me. Hello? Hello? You where? You're on the inside of me. Teach me." Didn't Jesus say, "I will send you what? Another comforter, a helper, strengthener, standby, counsel." Didn't he say that he will send him to teach you? Look. And God, and I love the Passion Translation because it makes it real simple. And you understand a lamp, you understand a light bulb, you understand a switch, you understand. Young people, I know you probably not as much familiar with these things as we are, but as a kid, we knew how to stretch a match and light a lamp. We know how to light a lamp, and we understood how to use those things. I know you know how to walk over to the wall and flip a switch. Light is light, and they've made it simple. I believe God's revelation is progressive. How many of y'all agree with that? I believe if we pursue Him, He will fill us and meet us where we are, help us to know this. So let me do this so we can move on. I want to just by way of reminder, because some of you probably was not here, and it'd be fruitful, beneficial to you to write these scriptures down, and when you get home, go back and look at them. That's how faith comes. That's how light comes. It said, "No man lights a lamp and then hides it." I've been hunting for quite a number of years, I have a flashlight. And sometime, in hunting, we get caught in the dark before we get back to our vehicles. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? That's not too deep, is it? And sometime in the swamps, in the woods, it can get dark. And you're trying to walk out to your vehicle or whatever you are going to get where you're going. You need a light so you don't stumble over something. Amen. And I have a flashlight, and I turn that thing on. I don't turn it on and stick it in my pocket. Uh-uh. We have some, you put it on your head, on your cap, on your hat. And wherever you turn your head, the light will turn. I don't take it off and stick it in my pocket. No. So we understand this. God didn't give us this word for us to not understand. And this is what he's talking about. So the passion makes it simple. And he says it like this: no man lights a lamp and then hides it, covering it over, or putting it where it like won't be seen. No. The lamp is placed on a lampstand so others are able to benefit from its brightness. And that's what we did in growing up in a house where we used lamps. We had one in several rooms. We had one in the kitchen and the living room, the bedroom where we had the heater, you know. We had wood heaters. We didn't know anything about this going over to the thermostat. We didn't know anything about that. We didn't know what it was. You asked me back then what the thermostat was. I asked you what you're talking about. I had no clue what it was. But anyway, we put it on a lampstand. Why? Because you want to see how to move around in the house. But God wants you to know how to operate in the realm of the spirit. You have an enemy who called darkness, right? And he wants to keep you in the dark so your life will be frustrated. You could be in confusion, stumbling over stuff, bound up with stuff, mad about stuff, confused about stuff, failing. And you know, most time when that happens, They want to fuss it. You want to get mad at everybody else and blame that person, my problem, this person, that, da 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 da. No. Light is placed on a lampstand. God put a light in your heart. Listen to this scripture. And let me finish this one. Because this revelation lamp now shines within you. What happened? Talking about the Spirit of God. Shine within you. What hinder you from seeing? Nothing will be hidden from you. What did he say? Nothing. If you want to see it, you know, you can walk in a room with the light shining real bright, right? You can close your eyes or go to sleep with the light on. Just because you don't see don't mean the light not shining. So this is simple. Jesus is telling us we have that when I enter in with my word and truth, nothing will be hidden from you. I'm going to expose all the lies of the devil. I'm going to show you what you need to do so you can grow up. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to give you the ability to do it. And I have sent you my personal friend. The man, the third person in the Godhead, he made his home on the inside of you. He will show you things to come. He'll bring what? All things to what? Your remembrance. Am I right? Now, how confusing is that? He going to teach you all things? He going to bring all things to your remembrance? Whatsoever I said unto you. Then he said this: I'm going to take the Father, everything that the Father has is mine. He's given unto me. I'm going to take what's mine and show it unto you. Can you understand that?